Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I'm back with Lust Academy, and just a couple words. Lust Academy 2 released on GOG, but it's still incomplete. Apparently the voice actresses, yes, there's supposed to be voice acting in some parts of the game. I think the second one, not the first one. But anyway, the actresses, they just decided to basically stop. They recorded 50% of their lines and just said, you know what, fuck it, we're not going to do the rest of this. And they weren't contracted, so they can't force them to do it. So unfortunately, the game will either have to, they'll either have to pick some new actresses and screw the voices up, or I don't know. I literally don't know what's going to happen. Also, apparently the second game has tons of grammar and spelling errors because they just kind of rushed through it. So it's a crazy situation. Now, I've talked to a guy who actually does proofreading for AVNs, and he's going to throw a few projects my way, so I will be editing these things myself. Only bad thing is I'll have some stories revealed, but at the cost of better quality AVNs for you. So if you don't like the quality of what I'm reading, I'm trying to fix it. And they even pay sometimes. I talked to a guy in the industry about all this. So, maybe you'll see me in some of the credits for some of these games pretty soon. But, let's continue on with Lust Academy. Oh, there she is. As always, with her bestie. I'm not sure that kissing in front of Naomi is the best idea, but I don't care. The bet is the bet, and I've won, so... Hey, guys. Lily, can I talk to you for a minute? Hi, Grim. Yeah, sure. Naomi, do you mind? What's it to me? We won't be long. What do you want, Grim? I think I'd be happy to know that our house won the duel. Cool, why are you telling me this? We had a bet, honey. Wait, are you saying... No! Oh, yes, exactly. Was it you? I told you it'd be easy. But how did you do it? A professional never reveals his methods. Spit it out. All right. I'll tell you the story somewhere private. Private? With you? Is something wrong? Remember that bet we made? It's kind of hard to forget. Yeah, what does that have to do with... No, well, you wanted to give me my prize here? In front of everybody? Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm just a little busy right now. Of course. I'm not rushing you at all. Thanks. Listen, I have an idea. Why don't we meet in your room when it gets dark? Whoa, just like that? At my place? It's only Haley and I share a room. I think it'd be easier at your place. Easier to do what? To talk and discuss our next move, of course. What? I thought you meant our bet. Damn it, Grim. You want me to say it? Yeah, and it's easier to make out there, too. Heh. Heh. Did I insist that much? Just clarifying. You're the one talking loudly about our future makeout. I can't stand you sometimes, Grim. You'll get over it, that's for sure. That's for sure. Sorry about that, folks. See you later, baby. It's funny how everything turned out, but something tells me that it's even better. At least no one will disrupt us there. I like distract better. Oh, it's almost time for Victoria's lesson. I have to go. Greetings, students. As you all know, at these lessons we study battle magic. It's actually a Balsagoth record. Hold on a second, guys. Oh, nope, I'm out of water. Oh well, guess not. Hold on a second. Grim will choke while he finishes this episode. We'll deal. But battle magic is not only about killing, burning, and torture. Really? There's another far subtle and no less respected art. A wizard who is able to rescue wounded comrades from the battlefield. Are we gonna study healing? Boo hoo hoo. Guys, what's the big deal? Sorry about that. No, Gabby, not really. Healing magic is a whole separate course. You'll be able to choose this optional course in your master's degree. There is, however, a range of constant healing magic, or combat healing magic, rather. Something at the intersection of the two schools, right? That's right. Today, I'm going to teach you how to cast a simple healing spell. Could it come in handy for the duels? But to do so, I'll need a volunteer who's not afraid of pain. Why wouldn't I? This could be interesting. I'm ready to assist you. Never doubted you for a second, Mr. Grimm. Come this way and face the class. Evisera! Ouch, what's wrong? My forehead is in pain. Is that blood? Is it supposed to be like this? Don't worry, Mr. Grimm. I'll take care of it. The most important thing in healing magic is gentleness. You don't need to stabilize the sphere you imagine. Let it be soft and fluid like a balloon filled with water. And now add to it the healing power of nature. It's as if a tree sprouted inside your balloon. And now imagine it bursting, and its contents gently rain on the wounds of your target. You can always empower the spell by using magic words. Espicade! Done. Wow, not a trace. Awesome. Glad you were so impressed. Have a seat. And that's all for today. We'll practice espicade more during the next lesson. It's espicade. I don't know what that is. Oh, and don't forget about the potion brewing lesson. Sabrina told me that she prepared something exciting for you today. That sounds promising. I wonder if Grace will be there. She seems to be very committed to succeeding in potion brewing. Grace is that redhead. Let's get this class started. We have a lot of work to do today. The potion takes 5 hours to brew. 5 hours? Oh, I'm gonna be late for dueling. And you can't miss the timings even a little bit, or else it'll be spoiled. But I believe that we can do this. Miss Spellman, sorry. Yes, Carter? I think I feel sick. Can I leave? Nice try, Carter, but next time try not to smile so much. What's the matter? Aren't you inspired? Strange. Because we're brewing the inspiration potion. Sabrina's a little bit strange today. What got her so inspired? Maybe she drank a flask or two herself. Very well, Grimm. Make sure you're on time with adding ingredients. You're right, thank you. This is taking forever. I think I'm gonna fall asleep face down into this pot. Miss Spellman, can I... Where is she? She went to eat something. Unbelievable. Alright, students, it's time to turn off the heat. Great job, everyone. Now we leave them for a day and we'll find out how everyone did. Until then, class dismissed. Have a nice day. I can't believe she calls that exciting. I almost fell asleep. Surprisingly, I'm really good at brewing potions. All right, let's get out of here. Ah, the fresh air, finally. I promised to meet Haley in her room in the evening. Should I go right away or take some time for other ventures? Dueling club. I like that. I'm glad to welcome the participants of the Magic Duel. Welcome to Cordale Arena. Today, two of our students will perform in a practice battle. Student to my right represents the House Adarin. Student to my left represents the House Leonhardt. Duelists, I expect a fair fight from both of you. Good luck, and may the strongest win. I think I fought her already, though. She looks serious. I bet she won't hold back. Neither should I. Can we start already? You don't stand a chance. Whatever happens here, don't take it personally, will you? Alright. So I have a lesser heal, a cooldown, and a combat ball. Oh, okay. Combat ball. Oh, she's doing the incendio again. Now I can do incendio. It's not gonna be as strong. Combat bolt. Thank you. By the way, for those that are interested in this kind of combat, Zoom Platform just released Eliminage Original. Not the Gothic version that's on GOG and Steam, but the original version, which is a PSP port. So if you want some classic wizardry style gameplay, you can pick that up for just $10 at Zoom Platform. And again, there's no Steam or anything required. You just install and play. Oh, I probably fucked up there. Oh, almost won that time. Oh wow, that's a full power. She's almost dead. Oh, I beat her. Those are easy points for Leonhardt. Yeah, with Incendio you can really win. Adern's duelist cannot continue the battle. Victory to the House of Leonhardt. Great job, that's all for today. Go rest while I see to the loser. It's getting late. I need to go to Haley now if I don't want her to wait for too long. I wonder why Haley wanted to meet me in her room. She sounded very excited when she called me. Well, I think I'll find it out very soon. Or find out very soon, should be. Haley, hi there. Am I interrupting? Grim, of course not. I've been waiting for you. Doesn't need to be a comma there. Yeah, that's nice. What's the rush? I can't wait to show you what I found in this textbook. I'm all ears. Look, see how many markings there are in the margins? A stupid whore. So it's just scribbling. Although I must admit they're quite sophisticated. No, you dummy. Here, look at this. Initials? What's the big deal? Don't be stupid. E. Bloom? Elijah Bloom? No, it can't be. That textbook must be 10 years old. And even if it was, what's the big deal? That's what I thought at first, but my curiosity got the better of me. So I went to the library. From what, that reference book? Yeah, so what? Just listen. I found out that E. Bloom had already gone to Cordale 8 years ago. Something's not right. And H. Gross went to school with him. Gross? What do you think it is? Hans? It's quite possible. I can't believe she found something. And all this because of a couple of lines on the side of the textbook? I'm afraid to imagine what Haley could do if she was a stalker. And what do you want to do with this information? All the students have an enrollment and graduation date. All except E. Bloom and H. Gross. They are both listed as missing and killed. And all the news columns and articles about Academy life back then. It all looks like something got hushed up, Grim. I've got a nose for that kind of thing. Detective Haley's back in business. Ha ha ha, what are you gonna do, investigate a case that's 8 years old? How else would you do it? I can't just leave it. But there's no more information in the library. It's probably best to ask Elijah directly. What do you think? What, right now? Don't you want to solve this mystery as soon as possible? Well, I don't know. Then let's hurry up. Okay, let's go. He's probably at the cafe. He's sitting over there. Hold on, Haley, we're not running the 100-yard dash. I was afraid he'd leave before we got here. At least let me start the talking. I have a feeling you might scare him with your obsession, if you say so. Yo, LJ? LJ? Got room for us? Grim, when a bro comes to me with a pretty chick like that, there's always room. No offense, Haley, it's just a joke. Come on, I'm not offended by that. L, we just stumbled across something strange. Something to do with you. Whatever you've heard about me, it's not true. Unless you're looking to buy something, in which case, that's not why we're here. Why then? Haley got herself a pretty old potions book. Oh guys, it's not that easy to trade a book. Pixies steal them all the time. We know, it's not about that. What is it about? Why are you taking so long to tell me? Dude, if you hadn't interrupted me, I would have told you already. Okay, easy. There's a lot of notes in the margins of my textbook. Weird notes, Elijah. It's about a student who went missing years ago. Don't you think that's weird? Dudes, I don't know where you're going with this. Take a closer look, L. You see the signatures underneath the notes? E. Bloom. We're worried, head man. Do you have something to do with this? Don't be ridiculous. That book is 5 years old. I was still in high school. Why are you even bothering me with this? Not cool, man. We're just worried about you. Get this straight. I don't need your concern. Or your long noses. Forget about it. I'll talk to Amelie about replacing your textbook. But the subject is closed. Excuse me. I'm expecting guests. You should go. I don't know what got into him. All I asked was if he knew anything about the initials. There's more to it than that. I can feel it in my gut. He wouldn't be so angry if he didn't know whose records those were. It seems we have to find out if the other Bloom went to the school and what his connection to Elijah is. Don't you think he was clear that he doesn't want us bringing it up? Don't be so callous, Grim. Why am I callous? I'm trying to consider his feelings. Let's sit. Didn't you hear how painful it was for him to talk about that? How hard it is for him to remember this E. Bloom? Something happened and we owe it to him to find out what. Why? Because I believe we'll find something. Something that will ease Elijah's pain. I can't believe. That's your excuse to get another thrill of adventure? Stop being so boring. We're killing two birds with one stone. The important thing is that we don't end up being the birds. Smart ass. Grim, I've made up my mind. Are you with me or not? I gotta keep an eye on you. Great. What's the plan? I'll go to the library and try to find some information about the students. I'll meet you before class and tell you what I found out. Then we'll decide what to do. What should I do? I have to think about it. Let's talk about it tomorrow. Okay, I got it. Are you going into the dorms now? Yeah, why? Let me keep you company. That's so sweet of you. Well, sure. After you. Thank you, sir. It feels like I'm on low battery. I'll go lay down. Oh, this day was so hard. I can fall asleep right here. Lily, what is she doing here? Oh, yes, right. Gosh, the day was so eventful, I'd totally forgotten about her. Oh, well. Anyway, it's a pleasant surprise. Hey, Lily, I didn't think you'd be here so soon. Grim, hi. Why wait? I have to get up early tomorrow. I'm going for a morning run. That's so cool. I'd go with you if it wasn't for my leg injury. Whoa, then let's go running together. When you heal your leg, of course. Great idea, Lily. Wow, you got a cool room. Isn't Leonhardt's dorm awesome? This room is even cooler than ours, that's for sure. Really, you think so? At least you don't have to share it with anyone. Probably, but that's not always a plus. What do you mean? Well, I have a double bed. It's kind of lonely on my own. Grim, I was just kidding. Do you really like everything here? I think it'll change a lot when you're a prefect. Do you really think I can be the prefect? Somehow I don't doubt it, miss. In fact, I did have a couple of ideas for improving our campus. Who would have doubted it? But it's pretty cool as is. Elijah's a great guy, even though he's pretty irresponsible. I got that impression, too. That he's cool, not that he's irresponsible. Although, if you think about it, you're probably right. Lily looks a little stiff. She seems nervous. Lily, what? About our bet. I was hoping you'd forget while we were chatting. You really don't like me? No, that's not it. What is it? It's just that I've never kissed anyone before. Okay, let's get it over with. Lily, what? I don't know how to say this, but I don't want to kiss like that. Huh? I don't get it. What do you mean? The first kiss should be special. I don't want to be the jerk who steals it because of a stupid bet. I didn't even know. Grim, no way. I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I spent all day getting ready. I imagined what it would be like. I'm prepared. And now you say you don't want to kiss me. Wait a minute. Do you have any idea how I feel? I thought you'd be happy. About what? That a cute guy doesn't want to kiss me? Cute? What makes you think I don't want to? Do you want to? Yes. Yes? Yes! Whoa, there was a lot of yeses in that. Lily, for a first time, that was good. Did she really want it that badly? She attacked me like a lioness going after her prey. And she looked so shy. Lily, Yes? How do you feel? I like it. I'm sorry if I'm doing something wrong. Don't be silly, Lily. You're really something. Really? I try. You took me by surprise. I hope I didn't mess up. So what did you think? It was nice. Is that all? I didn't impress you very much. I thought you got a taste for it. But why did you stop? Why? Could have lasted much longer than a friendly kiss. I didn't know there were levels of kissing. Well, how to put it? Kinda. I don't mind expecting that distinction in more detail. I think I was right after all. She clearly doesn't mind if we keep going. In that case... You obviously don't mind continuing. How can I say no? You seem so shy, but your tongue isn't shy at all. You're obviously a natural at kissing. What is this? I can't control myself at all. What's that strange feeling below the belly when we kiss? I don't think Lily has ever been this close to a guy before. Maybe help her catch up on what she missed in high school. Let's save the more hardcore parts for later. It's morning, so I don't want to go into full-on sex in the morning. We'll wait until, you know, our usual nighttime. But I had to go ahead and get this one because I completely forgot. Well, I didn't forget to record it. I had computer problems last night. And my sound was cutting out on everything. So now things are working, and I guess my computer just needed a good reboot after I transferred so many files over. But anyway, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time with Lust Academy, and stay tuned for more, because I know you want to see this.